fallen short, mitzvah say. There are three positive commandments included. With their pratim, these are the details. Aleph, first. Meshmor kol shofar becha b'tishrei. You hear the sound of the shofar in the first of Tishrei. Beis, leishu b'sukkah kol shivas ne'achav. To dwell in the sukkah for the 7 days of the festival. Gimel, litol lulav b'mikdash kol shivas ne'achav. To take the lulav in the temple all of the 7 days of the festival. Ber mitzvah selu b'pracham elu. The explanation of these mitzvahs are in the following chapters. Krishna alacha aleph. Mitzvah says shall child shema to a shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. The positive commandment of the Torah to hear the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Shneim it says yom tru yilachem, a day of the shofar blast it should be for you. Shofar shnokem bal ben Rosh Hashanah ben b'yovel. The shofar that you blow, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Yovel, every 50th year. Ukanek kvasim makafuv. That is the horn of the lamb family, a lamb or a goat, that is crooked. All other horns are disqualified except for the horn of the ram. Even though the Torah doesn't explicitly say that the blast should be with the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. In Omer B'Yovel, it says on Yovel V'Vart Shofar, you should pass through the shofar, Tavir Shofar. Again, you should pass through the shofar. Shmuel Amdu, the tradition tells us, Matrus Yovel B'Shofar, Aptrus Rosh Hashanah B'Shofar. Just as the blowing of the Yovel is with a shofar, which the Rambam holds means a ram's horn, so too the blowing on Rosh Hashanah is with a shofar. The Rabbit argues, he says, Hifras HaMidosov, that the Rambam is too extreme. The mitzvah is with a crooked horn, the ram's horn. The Targum B'Shal Yal, if he blew with a yal, that's a wild goat or a gazelle of some sort, Yasa, he does fulfill his obligation. The Rambam holds that it must be the crooked horn, and the Ravid and others disagree and say that that's just the preferred type of horn. Beis, v'migdash talking Rosh Hashanah b'shofar echad ashtechatzos es minas tadin. In the temple, they used to blow Rosh Hashanah with one shofar in the middle and two horns on the sides. The shofar marach v'hachatzotzos mikatzos. The shofar would blow a longer blast, the trumpet a shorter one. Shemitzah sayom, the shofar, because the midst of the days of the shofar. V'lama telkanim v'chatzotzos, why would they also blow the trumpet? Shem Shinamar, because it says, V'chatzotzos v'kol shofar, ori yelefnei melech Hashem. With the trumpets and the sound of the shofar, you should blow before the King Hashem. Avisham and Kalmos and other places outside of the temple, in Telkom Rosh Hashanah, B'shofar Bovad. You blow on Rosh Hashanah only with the shofar. Halacha Gimel. Shofar shel avodah zara in Telkom Malach Achila. You're not supposed to use the shofar of that was used for idolatry in the first place. In Telkom, if you blow Yossi, he fulfills his obligation. Shel irani dachas of a city that worships idols and is going to be destroyed, in Takavola Yatsa, if he blew in it, he does not fulfill his obligation because since it has to be destroyed, it's considered as if it doesn't have its minimum size. Its size is non-existent. Shofar got to Takavola Yatsa, a shofar that was stolen that he blew with it. He fulfills his obligation. Shein a mitzvah the shiur sakol, because the mitzvah is only to hear the sound. Av vishal anagabal, vloig bi ashameya Yatsa. Therefore, even if the person who's blowing didn't touch it, and the person who's listening didn't pick it up, or rather the person listening didn't touch it or pick it up, yata, he fulfills his obligation. Then b'kol din gozal, therefore the sound isn't stolen. The shofar itself, in order to hear it, you don't have to pick it up. So the person stole the shofar, did a bad thing, but the sound that's coming out of it is not really stolen. Chanchav shalala la yiskebo, the shofar of a burnt offering, you shouldn't blow on it. Then taka yata. And if you blew in it, you fulfill your obligation. Shem b'kol din me'ilah. Because there is no violation of me'ilah, which is a desecration of something holy, but that doesn't apply here. And if you ask, why not? In Talmud v'lonena b'shmiyas ha'kol, if you ask, isn't he benefiting by the hearing of the sound? In other words, even though there is no me'ilah for the desecration, but still he is benefiting from something that is holy. Fikach, so the answer is, Mitzvahs lalahanas nitim. Mitzvahs are not given for pleasure, and it isn't considered that he's benefiting from it, thus misusing the holy. Figure hamudah hana mishofar. Someone vowed not to have any benefit from a shofar. Mutul kovot kiyush mitzvah. He can blow from it a blowing that's done for the sake of the mitzvah. The Ravid says, "Vafilah yibo din gazel yom tru yilachem." Yikomakum Hakiyisa B'Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that even if it would be stolen, it interprets, it shall be a day of blowing to you in any case. So even if we would consider it stolen, in this particular case, you'd still fulfill the mitzvah. And it's unnecessary, according to the Rambam, to give the Rambam's reason. Halakha Dalet. Shofar Rosh Hashanah in Machalalim Alavas Yom Tov. The Shofar Rosh Hashanah, you can't desecrate Yom Tov on its behalf. If you'd have Davish or Mishim Shavuos, even if only a rabbinic law would be involved. Ketzer, for example. Hiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah Naveva Nar, Veno Shofar Lahu. The Shofar was on top of a tree, you can't find trees on Yom Tov. Was across the river, you're not supposed to swim on Yom Tov. And that's the only Shofar. In all of Elan, Veno Shofar Pei Amayim Kei Laviyo. He may not climb the tree, he may not swim across the water to bring it. It goes without saying you can't cut off the shofar and do work with it. And they should shofar mitzvah tasei, because the blowing of a shofar is a positive commandment. Yom tov asei v'lo tasei, and Yom tov is a positive and a negative commandment. Then asei dov v'lo tasei v'asei, and a positive commandment does not push aside a negative and a positive one. On Yom tov it's a commandment not to work and to rest. You can put water, wine, or vinegar into the shofar on Yom tov to make it sound more clear. But you can talk me reglayim la olam. You should never put urine into it, and they're covered out of respect. So you mean mitzvah should not be disrespected upon him. Hey, shira shofar, the size of the shofar. So that he could hold it on with his hand and show it on either side. Nisak liarko, puzzle. If it's split lengthwise, it's disqualified. Lerachbo, widthwise, didn't shtaybo kashir. If below the split there's the minimum amount, kosher is kosher. Kilo nichos mokum asedek, because it's considered as if the place of the split would have been cut off altogether. Now, mikav, if it has a hole, insaf moshlo b'mino, if he stopped it up with some other variety, some other species other than the shofar, possible is disqualified. Sasmo b'mino, if he stopped it up with its species, imnishtai ruba shalem, if most of the shofar is complete, lo ikva nekav mishanistimu esatkiya, and the stopping up that he stops, doesn't stop, change the sound of the blast, of the tekiah. Is it kosher? Then it's kosher. In other words, most of it is there, and the sound doesn't change. Kedachah b'zachrutho kosher. The shofar has two parts, the outer part and the inner part, which is usually removed. Now, if instead of removing the inner part, he just bore a hole in it, it's kosher. Shemin b'mino enachot is because the same species does not make a separation. We don't consider the inner part separating between himself, his mouth, and the outer part. If he took broken pieces of shofar and glued them together till he made one shofar out of it, puzzle, that is not kosher. The Rebbe argues on the Rambam, and he says, Lohistum Yerushalmi, the Rambam is not in agreement with the Yerushalmi. Vachgatinahasam, it says there, Kinimas Nisa, this is how you should interpret the Mishnah, the Brisa or the Mishnah. High mark of the Tekiah puzzle, if it stopped the sound of the Tekiah, it's disqualified. Pirushapi Shatikno, that means even if he fixed it. They should call it stima hiza, because it's the sound of the thing that he blocked up the shofar with. However, in Sasma Mino, if he stopped it up with his own variety, mias kosher, then it would be kosher. So the rabbit holds only if it's stopped up with another variety and it changes the sound, is it not kosher? Vikav shamra lo'itav legamri, when we say stops the sound, it doesn't mean totally stopping it. And afilo pogim, even if it makes a blemish, it changes it. Visham pirshu, and there it also explains, shim lo sasma v'nicho pogim, if he didn't stop it up altogether, he left it with a hole in it, kosher, it is kosher. Shekola kolos k'cherem b'shofar, because all of the different varieties of sounds are kosher in a shofar. Halacha vav. Halacha vav kol shehu, if he added to it anything, bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino, whether in its variety, the same variety of shofar or not, also is disqualified. He added to the length of the shofar. If he coated it with gold inside, or where he puts his mouth, possible is disqualified. If he covered it on the outside, in the Shana Kala Mikvoshaya, if it engendered a change in the sound, puzzle, then it's disqualified. Because then you're not hearing the sound of the shofar, you're hearing the sound of the gold, or which changed the sound of the shofar. Kosher. If it didn't change, it is kosher. Nothing shofar, the self shofar, put one shofar into another. Imkol Pnimi Shalma, if he hears the sound of the inner shofar, Yosef, he felt his obligation. It's talking that the inner shofar is sticking out beyond the outer shofar. So all he's really hearing is the inner shofar. In Kol Achizan Shama, if he hears the sound of the outer one, Lo Yotza, he does not fulfill his obligation. Because the sound goes in to the inner shofar as well as the outer shofar, and he's blowing for two shofars instead of one, and it has to be one shofar to be kosher. If he took the narrow side of the shofar and made it wide, or the wide side and made it narrow, he changed that around, it's not kosher, because the shofar has to be in its normal form. The shofar was long and he made it shorter, it is kosher. Gerdo, if he scraped it down, made it within, made it behutz, both inside or outside, filamidu el gildo, kosher. Even if he made just one fine layer, thinnest possible layer, it's still kosher. How you call it avodah kotzer, if it had a heavy voice or a fine thin voice or a dry sound, it's all kosher. You call it kosher in a shofar because all different varieties of sound are kosher in a shofar. Chesed akev b'toch habara b'toch hamara, also mandu b'toch habara b'mara yatsu. If he blows a shofar in a cistern or a cave, those who are sitting in it fulfill their obligation because they hear the shofar. But the b'chutz, those on the outside, im kol shofar shamu yatsu, if they hear the shofar itself, they fulfill their obligation. Im kol habara shamu, if it's the sound of the echo, the reverberations of the sound from the cave, lo yatsu, if that's what they heard, then lo yatsu, they don't fulfill their obligation. And the same would be if one blows into a large barrel or the like. Im kol shofar shama yatsu, if he hears the sound of the shofar, he fulfills his obligation. Im kol avara shama, if he hears the sound of the echo, lo yatsu, he does not fulfill his obligation.